We'll move to number nine, hunt for habitat.
Good afternoon, so the commission, Madam Secretary, Secretary Roebling. My name is Chad Switzer. I'm the Wildlife Division Deputy Director of Game, Fish, and Parks, and my office is here in Pierre. I want to welcome the new commissioners to the board and welcome back Commissioner Spring. Look forward to working with you in the future. So I believe agenda item number nine, I believe, is the Hunt for Habitat proposal. Again, I don't believe we had any public comment on the proposed changes that the commission adopted for comment back in January. For the newer commissioners here, if you're not familiar with Hunt for Habitat, it was an opportunity granted to the GFMP commission back in 2019 through a legislative bill. So I think now we're in, got 7 years under our belt with this program. Over the past 7 years, it has generated just over $2 million from the Hunt for Habitat raffles. The raffle tickets are available now for both residents and non-residents. The resident price is $10. Non-resident fee is $20. This has been a phenomenal pulse injection of additional revenue into the department to help us with our habitat and access priority. It really complements well our license dollars, our PR federal $8, habitat stamp dollars. You're going to hear some habitat stamp updates from Ryan Wenninger and Jason Youngworth here later this afternoon or tomorrow. And we partner with a lot of NGOs and other partners on enhancing habitat on public land in South Dakota. So it's been a great source of some additional revenue to benefit habitat on public land and for our outdoor recreations. The proposed change you had in there, as Andrew Norton was talking about earlier, pretty much simples the rule, kind of takes out some of the real license-specific details for the packages that would be available for residents and non-residents to purchase habitat stamp raffles for. So essentially just kind of takes away those specific license types within rule and simply states no more than 10 big game licenses may be issued, retaining the caveat that if we reach a certain threshold or provided no more than one same license package may be issued to a non-resident. So essentially none of that was changed, just how it was worded in administrative rule. So with that, Madam Chair, we have no recommended changes to your proposal. We can have you take action on this and we can go into the administrative action sheet on your next page.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Seeing none, we do need a motion. Moved by Commissioner Bartley. Seconded by Commissioner Nyberg. Any comments on that question, on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So it is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next page is an administrative action sheet. What we have here in front of you today with the just a comparison of what we offered back in 2025, which included a package of nine total licenses. With the now change to rule, we have 10 total licenses available for residents and non-residents to purchase raffle tickets for. You can see we would have one Custer State Park Trophy Bison, one Custer State Park Trophy Bison and any white-tailed deer package, one any deer license that would be statewide excluding Custer State Park, and three any deer. Three of these, which would include one any deer and one elk license with that package. The deer would exclude Custer State Park, and the reason we're excluding Custer State Park is because currently we don't have any deer licenses valid within Custer State Park, limited to whitetail only in Custer State Park right now. So Madam Chair, that's what we have for a package recommendation for you for 2026, which would include 10 licenses in total.
Very good. Any questions? Seeing none, we need to move forward.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Commissioner Whitmire. Seconded by Commissioner Cole. Any comments? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.